Slaves literally built part of New York City. In the 1620s, the Dutch forced African slaves to fill in land and shift the water line to enlarge the city then called New Amsterdam. Historian Deborah Wexler of the South Street Seaport Museum in New York City has created a walking tour exploring the legacy of Africans in early New York history. There are no markings to honor their work, but Ms. Wexler says a few historic buildings and original cobblestone streets in Lower Manhattan are evidence of the slaves' labor.
The earliest groups of slaves that came to New York were brought by the Dutch West Indies Company, and they were brought for the purposes of developing the infrastructure of the city. So they were critical to the building of the city. They were involved with landfill, to laying the streets, paving the streets.
The tour begins at the harbor. Not only was it a port of arrival, but many slaves and freed blacks worked there as mariners. A guide brings the tour to the nearby site of the original slave market, just one block away from today's New York Stock Exchange.
There were three basic products that were used in this whole commercial period: cotton, tobacco, and slaves. And we'll see today that New York was built with that commercial identity and that commercial economic marker, and we'll also see some physical references. And why don't we start no better place than where we are?
Participants visit the African burial ground where the remains of over 400 slaves and freed blacks were recently reinterred. They stop at the site of what was a barrack for slaves. Historian Deborah Wexler says she wants to bring attention to slavery's role in driving early New York's economy. In doing so, she says she is challenging an oversimplification of the history of slavery in the United States.
A lot of people ask about the scope of slavery in New York, and that's something that tends to come as a surprise to a lot of people. New York had the largest urban slave population, second only to Charleston, South Carolina. And that comes as a big shock to a lot of people who don't think of slavery as being a prominent issue here in the North and in New York specifically.
The participants of the tour are a diverse group. They are black and white, New Yorkers and tourists. Some want their children to learn about their roots, others are history buffs. Most say they were unaware of the extent of slavery in New York.
I'm very surprised. I thought I knew more about New York City, and seeing this last stop, it's just amazing that it's kind of chilling to know that it existed right here.
I lived here a while ago. I never thought about slavery in New York.
The tour also covers the role of freed blacks and the anti-slave abolitionist movement in New York's past. Though slavery was not abolished in New York until 1827, freed blacks lived and worked in the city since the 17th century. Frederick Douglass, a former slave, writer, and reformer, lived in New York City. Runaway and freed slaves often worked as mariners or oystermen. Others were entrepreneurs. One of the final stops in the tour is the site of two businesses owned by free black entrepreneurs in the early 1800s. Boston Crummell owned a tavern and Thomas Downing owned an oyster house, patronized by the city's financial and political elite. Ms. Wexler says blacks were barred from the oyster house, but in the basement, thousands of fugitive slaves from the South found refuge on their way to freedom through the so-called Underground Railroad.
These two businesses, which were owned by free blacks, operated here and show the importance of free blacks in contributing to the city's cultural and economic life even before slavery was outlawed in this country. And it also shows how they were able, in the thick of the elite heart of the city, they were able to still resist and support other Africans who were still enslaved.
Ms. Wexler says many of New York's black churches date back to the time when freed blacks and slaves lived in New York. The community also created its own theater groups, insurance societies, and newspapers. Tour organizers say they hope markers will soon be placed at sites throughout the city to honor the legacy of slaves and freed blacks in New York. Jenny Falcon, VOA News,